This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dad, I'm freezing.
We wouldn't be in this trouble if you just paid the heating bill.
I thought global warming would take care of it. Al Gore can't do anything right.
How about global dimming, Homer? It's not warming, it's dim. This is like the most massive I told you so for all the people that have been called conspiratorial nut jobs over the years, Super Don. This is the way it comes back home to roost on the mainstream media and all of your friends who said you were crazy for looking up at the sky and seeing streaks that were not natural phenomena, that were not real clouds and not contrails that dissipate almost as immediately as you see them behind a plane. Chemtrails are real. It's called global geoengineering. Super Don, are you with me now?
I'm with you now. And see, who knew that whole time when people were talking about chemtrails, that it really wasn't some type of thing that needed to be concerned about. It wasn't a conspiracy. It was just, I don't know, maybe forward thinking about trying to save the planet.
Global dimming. Now, you know, the thought was, my gosh, it's getting hotter because we're burning fossil fuels. There's too much CO2 in the atmosphere. What if we spray stuff in the atmosphere and reflect the sun's light back out into the, I mean, you know, we talk about the lunacy, the idiocy, the arrogancy, I made that word up, of man. Mm. Just unbelievable. Now, of course, global, I've talked to intoxication, and the thing is, it's being done by, sure, burning these fuels is intoxicating, it's poisoning, but to claim CO2 is the gas that was going to kill us is nonsense. And the fact is, the heating of the earth is more to do with the solar cycles than it has to do with what we're burning down here. And the idea that we could spray garbage in the atmosphere to block the sun's light, to dim it, of course, the precedence is like, you know, Krakatoa blows and you have global dimming for 2 years, and there's historical precedent from a volcano doing it. But man, really? Super Don, I just like the limits of arrogance is the best word at this point. If man really thinks he's going to be doing us a favor by doing this.
It's, you know, Natural News did an article on this, and they link to a CNN story. So, again, I like to point out that a lot of these stories we cover, they may be reported by websites mm-hmm. that we are familiar with, that are more aligned with our type of thinking, but they link quite often to stories that are in the mainstream media. And yeah. So this comes straight from CNN. Dimming the sun, the answer to global warming.
Wow.
And the language in this, right, is this like they're talking about stuff that I've heard other people talk about that have been labeled as tinfoil hat wearing cuckoo people that live in their basement, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff. And they're talking about, you know, stuff like here's a caption. Stratospheric aerosol injection would involve spraying sulfate particles into the Earth's atmosphere at altitudes as high as 12 miles. And you read that, and it's on CNN, and they're taking it seriously, and you go, wait a minute, 20 years ago, people were talking about that this was going on, and the news was like, oh, these people are nuts, and they're crazy, and that's not really happening. It's contrails. And now they're looking at what has been called chemtrails as like some great solution to save the whales and save the trees. And, you know, and it's like, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, by the time it comes out on CNN, it's been decades in the making. And the utilization of this technology, these patented tech, and by the way, we've referred to the patents in, you know, the U.S. government. It's not, let's say, a Looney Tune. It's never been a Looney Tune theory. And I'll say, I'm going to admit, Super Don, at the early phases of this, I was suspicious. I was like, what is this really? You know, because we don't tend to just dive off into every, you know, claim. We really try to investigate and validate and things, and we'll talk about things. If we're not sure, we'll say it. But in this case, for years, we've been, no, this is for real. And the fact that CNN is reporting on it like, oh, they're thinking about it? No. This means 20 years in, they've been doing it or more. Kind of like when you hear about, you know, gene splicing babies. Like, oh, it's new news. No, they've probably been doing it for decades. So the point is, when the mainstream media finally acknowledges it and says it's coming soon, it's been going on for a long time. You get that? Do you get that from this article?
Yeah. I mean, sure, that makes sense. And we've seen evidence of that in the past. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, so you guys now, it's they say it's just hypothetical at this point. But I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, all right, so your idea is let's spray sulfates into the air. Now, I'm thinking the amount of sulfates that would be necessary to spray into the air would have to be pretty significant in order to dim the sun. Mm-hmm. One chemtrail is not going to dim the sun. You've got to have enough in the atmosphere that it's going to actually literally dim the sun. So are there any harmful effects that we need to be concerned about with sulfates in the air?
Why? Well, listen, why should we care about those things? I mean, they don't look into the harmful effects of vaccination. Right, they don't look into the harmful effects of adding fluoride to the water. So why would they be concerned about toxic effects?
All right, so by the power of Google, I've looked up here about what are the harmful effects of sulfate in the air. In California, they have an air resources board, and they talk about how sulfates can cause reduced lung function in the air, aggravated asthmatic symptoms, an increased risk of emergency department visits, hospitalizations, and death. In people who have chronic heart and lung diseases. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're going to save the planet, but we're going to kill the people.
Well, and the thing is, we're only going to allow toxic treatments to address the symptoms caused by this anyway, right? The medical monopoly will profit as we are slowly killed. Now, you know, if we do the things that you hear about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're likely going to live, you know, because we have a great resiliency built in. I don't say redundancies necessarily, but resiliency to adapt. Although the least of the accumulators, right, have the ability to survive a lot of insults and assaults. And I can't control for them spraying what they're spraying. I mean, maybe now there'll be an outrage to say, oh my gosh, this is really happening because CNN covered it, and maybe it'll stop. I don't know. But I'm not counting on it. In the meantime, what do we do? You'll say, well, Robert, if I'm going to eat organic food, look, they're spraying all the stuff above. Why should I bother? Well, it's because it's the, you know, if we talk about the toxic quantities in organic food, it's going to be far, far less. And again, your ability, God gave you, I perceive this to be true, the ability to deal with a lot of toxic insults. But you have to reduce the inflow to the greatest possible degree you have the control over. As I've said so many times, Super Don, it's not that I'm asking you to hold your breath until they clean the air. You know, we are realists here.
And listen, there are a lot of people that will hear this information, and it's very easy for them to get discouraged because it's like, what are you supposed to do? You can't eat.
Yep.
You can't breathe. You can't drink the water. You can't step outside. It's like, what am I supposed to do? And you're right. I mean, it's baby steps, and it's doing the best you can to clean things up, even if it's gradually. Making some progress is better than making no progress.
Right. And you know, the appropriate place for prayer and surrendering it to a higher power, whatever you perceive that to be, is after you've done all that you can do. Okay? And that means, you know, taking steps to clean up, minimize your exposure, because you can't completely eradicate exposure on this planet anymore. And I don't mean also you're going to breathe shallow now because I don't want to breathe. No, you got to keep living your life. You got to keep exercising. But again, you take the extra 100% whole food selenium we talk about, right? All the strategies that we talk about are to counteract the known and unknown elements that are, you know, that we're being exposed to on this planet while we're here in this lifetime. And during the show as well. By the way, I want to give you a heads up on the show. Normally, we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. We are delayed by one segment to do that officially. Jonathan Emord has got to be doing some oral arguments with the Ninth Circuit preparing that, so he couldn't be with us today. But Michael Bolton from the Tenth Amendment Center, very ably and capably.
Pinch hitting for the...
He's an awesome pinch hitter, and we're going to talk about the glory of government and how all of our rights come from government. Are you ready for that, Super Don?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always, I love listening to Michael Bolton because he's so just down to earth and just lays it out and tells it like it is. So.
Yeah, and how he's encouraging everybody to drink raw milk. Why? Because it nullifies the FDA. That's a fun thing to do. So that's really cool as well. Also on the religious freedom front, briefly, there's a woman in Missouri. She said, I don't want a flu shot due to my religious beliefs, and they fired her. And I believe there's a protest going on, I think is it in Missouri? Yes, in Missouri. This is rough because, people are, and I talked about this with Ty Bollinger yesterday about doctors. At a certain point, they've got to wake up and go, you know what, I can't do this harming to people. Talk about global harming, modern medicine. And you say, but if I stop doing it, I won't be able to pay my car payment, my house payment, so there are real issues that I can't answer it for anybody, but at a certain point, you've got to get right with your creator, right? I talk about, I think I mentioned, was it on yesterday's show about showing up at the pearly gates and going, well, why are you here? Well, I went to the doctor. The doctor said I needed, X, Y, and Z. He's like, well, I didn't say that. Your doctor, God, right? And so how many people end up needlessly ending their lives prematurely, I shall say, and because they followed the authority, the authoritarians in modern medicine, for instance. So, these are very tough issues that I can't answer for anybody, but, I've come to my own conclusions in my own life about living a principled life to the best of my ability. And I would hope and ask that anybody finds what that is for them to live it despite authoritarians yelling and screaming at them. And that could be from within your own family, not just in the community of doctors and, officials in government and things like that. So, we are a challenging show, Super Don. I understand that. Yet I think we do it with love. Do we not, Little Vitamin L?
Challenging in what way?
Well, challenging people to live differently. By the information we give, it's not just asking you to passively just take this remedy that we talk about or take the, even
or just saying you need to be afraid of this. This is scary. It's right. Be afraid and then not offering solutions. Right.
Yeah.
If you want to be talk radio, most of talk radio is that way.
By the way, real quick, we found out Sanibel 1, 2 and 3. What does that mean? That's the room. Sanibel 1, 2 and 3 at the Gaylord Palms tomorrow night in Kissimmee, Orlando, Florida, live on the air. Robert Scott Bell Show Broadcasting. So if you want to drop by the Gaylord Palms tomorrow night, follow room. It's Sanibel 1, 2, and 3. All right, back with Michael Bolden. Sacred Fire of Liberty commences after this. Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barataro. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty continues now with my good buddy Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, the gift of freedom that keeps on giving, Michael. That's you.
Hey, Robert. You know, I apologize to Jonathan because, and if he's listening to any back episodes here, there's no way I can hold a candle on most of these issues. So I'm playing pinch hitter today, but let's go through some interesting stuff. I know you wanted to talk about rights and vaccines, yes. Robert. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Well, there's a lot of bad stuff that we could talk about a good approach to deal with.
Sure. But first thing, Michael, I mean, it is the gift season of giving. I'm saying if you haven't supported the 10th Amendment Center, we have links to give that gift to keep that little engine that can and does, and it's amazing. But also, let's celebrate the fact that in this holiday season, we, as you, Michael, recognize that all of our rights do come as gifts from government. Did I read that right?
Right. What? Thankfully for government, we wouldn't be able to exist without. You know, I went to government school my entire upbringing. I was raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where our choices for mayor when I was a kid, prior to my voting age, mm-hmm. you didn't choose from R versus D. You chose from R versus S. There was actually a registered socialist who was a mayor in my hometown for a long, long time. And maybe it was worse there than other places. Maybe it's the same. I don't know. But I went to government school or government-approved schools, and I always was taught that the solution to every problem was more government. And at some point in my life, I remember hearing about the airline bailouts and thinking immediately, my gut instinct was, you know what, if government's going to bail these people out, why doesn't government just own the airlines? And that was my thought. I thought I was so smart and logical about it, that all the solutions were from government. But rights don't come from anybody. They don't come from a document, a piece of paper. They don't come from a court. They don't come from a decree from Washington, D.C. or a permission slip. We have them. And the founders often referred to our rights as natural rights or from our creator. And they also recognize that government, when it exists, is always going to try to infringe on those rights. And that's why it's so essential to keep its power limited, also not just in size, but in geographic scope.
Yeah, and Michael, I do remember I was raised in government indoctrination centers as well from elementary, even preschool, I guess, but elementary particularly, and then in middle school, high school, and even university level. We see how much government has infused itself with the programs that are taught there. Again, even up to university level where you see so much government, quote-unquote, investment or loans, all these things that have artificially created an inflated market, a price for things that I don't recommend people go to do much anymore. And particularly yesterday, I covered a story with Ty Bollinger that, and I think maybe our buddy Mike Mahari, also from 10th Amendment Center, commented on this, because one university has suggested that in the gun-free zones that are universities, our option for protection is now hockey pucks.
Mm. Yeah, I saw Mahari post on the NSA spying tool that is Facebook. I saw him post a link to that as well. I haven't read it yet, but the absurdity of that. Let's say you're opposed to guns. And I know you're not, Robert. I know your family isn't. But for people who are, no one in their right mind would think a hockey puck or a whistle is going to protect you from a bullet. So they're counting on people being stupid. And whether it's guns or surveillance, they tell us that spying on everyone, collecting everyone's metadata through their cell phone, or using license plate readers to track the location of everyone when they put those cameras on red light cameras or on fast track freeway systems and all these things, they say, oh, there's no privacy concerns here at all. You have nothing to worry about. But we just reported over at 10th Amendment Center on some information that we got from Electronic Frontier Foundation. They've got Freedom of Information Act requests from over 200 law enforcement agencies, and they've collected and scanned the location of license plates of 2 billion times over a two-year period. 2 billion times. 99.5% of them were never suspected of a crime. So when they tell us that they're doing these things to protect us, to go after criminals, it's absolutely a lie. It's actually opposite. They're doing it to track where everybody is. They're counting on us being dumb or subservient or obedient. And then every now and then they catch a criminal with it and say, see, we were just catching the terrorists the whole time. So they're counting on us not paying attention, and they're violating our rights all across the board all the time.
Well, I think they got to be careful at the university level. If this catches on, we'll all be going to Washington, D.C. with hockey pucks soon.
I don't even know how to play hockey.
I know. We all got to get Mahari to be our trainer in this case.
Listen, he's a goalie, so maybe he's going to be on the other side blocking the pucks.
Well, yeah, whatever helps us, we want it. And we love Mike Mahari here, too. Listen, we got to take a break. Michael Bolden, my guest this hour, special co-host, in fact, when we do our Sacred Fire of Liberty occasionally when Jonathan's too busy preparing oral arguments for the Ninth Circuit. So we'll be back with more powerful healing and freedom like nowhere else in broadcast media. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. President Trump, though, will be meeting with the leader of China, and Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News
we need to get our trade deals worked out.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
More folks are filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 234,000 workers filed for first-time claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So glad to have my friend Michael Bolden with me from the 10th Amendment Center here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition. As I mentioned, our good buddy, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord, is preparing oral arguments for the Ninth Circuit. So we'll hear about that after that happens, of course. But in the meantime, the 10th Amendment Center can be found at 10thamendmentcenter.com. It's linked up in the show notes. I hope you follow them on Twitter as well as I do. And again, go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find all of that. Again, going back to the recent blog post about rights, not gifts from government. You know, we can't I think, go over this enough because we've so lost it. Generation after generation now, through the 20th, now the 21st century, has been lost to history, or history has been lost to them, to us. And the things that I know, the things that you know, did not come from our government school indoctrination or even at university level stuff I went through. I had to learn all of this by unlearning all the garbage they tried to throw into my head prior to that.
Yeah. I mean, the founders, and this is how I covered it in this blog post. It was actually one of our email newsletters that we send out pretty regularly as well, which people can get at 10thamendmentcenter.com/register, if you don't mind the plug.
No, please.
But because this is the time of year when we are working with states and local communities to reject, resist, and nullify overreach from Washington, D.C. So we send out all kinds of action alerts on how people can actually do something beyond being outraged on Facebook. So if people want to get involved, signing up for that newsletter is a really good first step. But our newsletter, Rights Are Not Gifts from Government, which we posted as a blog as well, it was just to point out this essential fact. Today, we're taught through the government indoctrination centers, as you call it, we're taught that everything is a gift from government. Government lets us do things. We get a permission slip, a license, a registration, whatever it may be. But the founders saw it the other way around. They knew that if you look to government as the source of your rights, you are more likely to accept violations of them. Because if government gives you the rights, then government can take them away. Government can change how they're defined or used or how they're expanded or restricted. But if we look at them as natural rights from our Creator, as a birthright, then we want to hold on to it. We'll have a greater propensity to hold on to it no matter what government tries to do. Thomas Jefferson put it this way. I included a quote in that blog. It says that he said, a free people claim their rights as derived from the laws of nature and not as a gift from their chief magistrate, not from the government itself. And that's how you live free. And for this show, clearly, and as you've talked for so many years, when we're talking about our health freedom, we don't wait for permission to treat ourselves, to heal ourselves. We have to do it whether government wants us to or not.
Yeah, you know, you can imagine, you know, let's talk a little, what's that movie with the Ghost of Christmas Past? And this is the time to bring
things.
Yeah, right. This is
that's my favorite.
Elf. I think there was an element of that in there. But yeah, Scrooge or something. But, you know, the idea you make it to, let's just say you pass on, you make it to the pearly gates, and God says, why are you here? You said, well, you know, I had a serious disease and the government said I wasn't allowed to use the remedies I knew would work, right? And God said, what were you waiting for? Permission from me? You know, no, it's like people have made government their God in a sense. They've really subserviated themselves. And that's the point. The trick is that your compliance, your willingness to just subjugate your rights, subject yourselves to the whims of bureaucrats. It's not something that you have to participate in. Yet, I recognize, and Michael, I'm dealing with things on my own life about how I have to try and push back every day where the government is trying to prohibit me from doing things. And it'd be so much easier to go, oh, I'll just go get along, do what they say. But there's just something in me, and I think in a lot of Americans, maybe not a majority, but maybe not a majority even at the founding of our country, really believed in liberty enough to stand up for it. We have got to come first to that conclusion that we don't have to ask for permission. And then, how do we live differently based on our new belief system?
Here's a couple of examples. Even though the federal government believes that they can ban raw milk that not only crosses state lines and goes through interstate commerce, they claim to have the power to ban it within the boundaries of a state, solely in intrastate commerce, even though the, quote, interstate commerce clause in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution talks about regulating, not prohibiting, regulation, not prohibiting of things that cross state lines. The federal government wants to basically ban raw milk. Now, they haven't taken that step, but the more that we actually consume that product, the less likely they'll ever be able to have the manpower to do it. So one of the ways that I live my life in a way to push back is drinking more raw milk. Or you know what? Even though the FDA wants to tell us that we can't call almond milk almond milk,
yes.
I will continue to call it that. I'll go to the store and say, do you have almond milk? And they say, well, we have some almond drink. So I will continue to do that. These are small, maybe humorous ways, but really the more that we live the way that we want to live, regardless of what the feds tell us we need to do, and we can apply that to the CDC, even though, and I've actually just been learning about vaccines a lot. You know, I was corrected recently by a vaccine choice advocate at an event I was speaking at in Dallas, I used the phrase anti-vax. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize that this was a derogatory term, a term of art, a propaganda to make the people who want choice. And even though I've seen Vax, the documentary, and I keep seeing, you know, it's just all about giving people the truth and the option. That, you know, I'm learning. So the CDC, I'm starting to see the connections. The mandates that are happening on a state or a local level are often coming right from CDC guidelines. Now, they may not be mandating it on the locals today, but once they get enough of them in compliance, they'll certainly want to expand that and mandate it on the rest of the country. So we have to oppose that as well.
Well, and they use economics to do so, right?
Yes.
They make certain gifts, right? We talk about gifts from government, right? Oh, look at all that money coming from the government.
That they steal from us in the first place.
In the first place. And they'll say, we'll give you some of it back, but only if you get everybody vaccinated in your area. Your health departments must comply. So it's a mandate without being a mandate, simply that, hey, your budget's going to dry up unless you do this.
Well, and I could tie this into immigration sanctuary cities, and you may think this is far out there, Robert.
I like far listening. Out. Yes.
But a lot of people have been calling on the president to defund all federal money going to cities that are called immigration sanctuary cities. Well, think of how someone else in the future is going to apply that on vaccine mandates. Mm-hmm. If you allow the federal government to dictate how localities make their own policies on federal laws or federal regulations, someone is going to use that same power in a way that you don't want them to use it in the future. So we don't want the federal government to use the threat of pulling funding for any type of thing that a local government or a local community decides to do or not to do, because someone in the future is going to use it in a totally different way and probably much, much worse.
Sure. And in contemporary setting, now we're learning about Trump threatening, I think, GM, about, hey, you're closing shop in certain things. We don't like you closing these places. We've given you billions of dollars of subsidies. I'm going to cut them off. Which begs the question, where's the constitutional clause that says the federal government can give funds from stolen from taxpayers to a private company, a private entity, just to survive?
Yeah. Is he a vaccine choice kind of guy? I've heard some things about that.
Yeah, he is. This is an interesting thing, because we have a lot of people in this community that have woken up because of the things that have happened to their own children from vaccines. So it'd be more accurate to call people ex-vaxxers than anti-vaxxers, right?
That's right? Good. Okay.
And so he is acknowledged because I know this personally from his personal assistant for many years, who had called me for help with a child who had been vaccine injured. So I know firsthand from people that, you know, again, this is not hearsay at this point, unless you're hearing it from me and you call it hearsay. So yes, on that level, he is keenly aware of it. It's not made up. It's not pretend.
Okay.
At the same time, you know, people in this community are saying, hey, you said you were going to have a vaccine commission with RFK Jr.
Well,
what's going on? Right. All of that stuff. So
he's a politician. I know a lot of people told us that this is not a politician, but in all honesty, for all of that campaign, Trump versus Hillary, we were warned at the 10th Amendment Center, don't worry about this trying to nullify gun control or nullify federal education mandates or surveillance. All you have to do is stop Obamacare. Trump is going to get rid of Obamacare on day one. There's not going to be any more surveillance. Obamacare still exists. There's more surveillance. They reactivated the Patriot Act and extended it and expanded it. Mm-hmm. They said we weren't going to have any more gun control. Now he wants to ban bump stocks with an executive order. This is another example. The working with RFK Jr., right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not happening. So no matter who wins in Washington, D.C., I think we need to learn the lesson. And I know there are going to be Trump fans out there that get mad at this and Hillary fans that get mad at this. But no matter who wins, government keeps growing as long as we continue to focus on Washington, D.C. as the solution to problems created by Washington, D.C. We have to internalize it. If we're talking about individual liberty, we have to take our activism closer to home, closer to the individual, to expand that individual liberty.
Amen, Brother Michael. You said it. It doesn't matter. We don't mind pissing people off here. I'll be honest. I mean, we talk certain things that Trump has done. We've acknowledged, hey, that's pretty good. No, I don't know anybody else that would have done certain things. At the same time, he's not a constitutionalist. And I've also pointed out that even if Ron Paul were elected, which we had all hoped he would be in those years we were, there are no political saviors. And even he said, just because a constitutionalist could be elected, it doesn't solve the problem. It comes down to our individual ability to say no. Just like our two-year-olds, when they learn to say no, they know more about it than adults in America, to things that are unconstitutional, and then living according to those, again, those deeply held beliefs going back to the founders or even prior to that as they contemplated establishing a government that would truly be limited with very little to do other than, you know, some things defined clearly in a constitution.
That brings me back briefly to the comments I was making about federal funding threats versus sanctuary cities could be used in the future versus vaccine mandates or, quote, mandates, but they're under the threat. Whatever power you give government today to do something that you support is going to eventually be used by some other government in the future on issues you oppose. So we always have to keep the big picture in mind. Even if there is a short-term gain, if there's an increase in centralized power to get that short-term gain, you always have to think, how could they use this in some other way? How? What kind of crazy thing are they going to do? If we thought 40 years ago that they were going to monitor where everyone goes, be able to take pictures of thousands of license plates per minute as they go by a camera at 60 miles an hour and know who's in the car and have facial recognition and know who's in the passenger seat as well, people will call you a nut job.
Yeah. How about a de facto national ID card thanks to Real ID by 2020? You know,
all this, conspiracy craziness, but I know you're a conspiracy realist.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, Mark, dearly departed friend Liam Sheff. You know that.
We have to keep this in mind, and that's what the founders approached when they talked about government power. It wasn't because government was going to be mad immediately at all times, and in fact, they recognized that you might get people in there doing things that you want them to do, but as soon as you give them that power, it's bad. Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry quote coming back after this. Okay. Wrapping it up with Michael Bolden, Sacred Fire of Liberty Special Edition. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Michael Bolden, 10th Amendment Center here, Sacred Fire of Liberty, wrapping it up. And you were about to launch into a Patrick Henry quote. Cannot leave without one of those.
Yeah, well, you know, a fiery orator, but basically he gave us a warning. And he said specifically, and this I believe was in the Virginia ratifying convention, after the Constitution was handed out by the Philadelphia Convention, so it went to the people of the states to decide if they were going to approve it or not. And Patrick Henry was concerned. And he said specifically, show me a day and age. Again, I'm paraphrasing. Show me a day and age where people trusted their liberty in the hands of the idea that their rulers would be good people, where that liberty wasn't destroyed. So as long as you rely on politicians to be the good guys, you're in big, big trouble.
Yeah, well said, well said. So, you know, a strategy moving forward. I talked about nullification because I learned about it from you and Tom Woods, and it's just been a big part of what I was kind of living it, didn't realize there was a term
kinda
for it. A little bit more than kind of. And I look at this concept not just applying to the federal government, as the 10th Amendment it describes it, but on the state level and on a personal level. A great example of this is the food sovereignty ordinances that are being passed, like in, I believe, Maine. In Vermont Maine. Or Maine. Maine, that's right,
yes.
Maine. And so what happens is the state has now backed off, right, from the local where they said, no, you have to have, you know, if you're going to do a food thing, you got to inspect it. And they're like, no, we don't want even the state involved. And it happened that there were enough people in a local confine that said, we're telling the state to pound sand on this. And the state backed off. And so that concept of nullification, it applies to every level of your existence, folks.
Yeah, some people, you can call it nullification. Some people will tell you that nullification is racist and the tool of slavery. Ignore that or say nullification is, but I'm going to use civil disobedience. Because when Rosa Parks refused to move to the back of the bus, She taught us all how saying no can change the world. You can call it civil disobedience. You can call it the Easter Bunny if you want. But as long as you say no to immoral, unjust, or unconstitutional acts rather than getting into a habit of obedience, then we will all live a much better life.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, you said it so well. And again, I want this to be practical for folks, Michael, as you know. It's like, it's one thing if it's talked about and people go, oh, that's kind of a cool concept. But I always like to bring it down to the practical level of the little examples we can bring for people, like, you know, what happened in Maine, the local ordinances, or, you know, we've talked a lot over the cannabis issue and even in California where they say,
I got a fun one
on that.
Earlier this year, there were on the app known as Weed Maps, where you find all these cannabis businesses. There were about 6,000 stores and delivery companies for cannabis listed in the state of California around the whole state. Mm-hmm. At that time, only 590 of them were licensed and legal, even by state definition. So the state contacted Weed Maps and says, you need to kick all these people off. And Weed Maps said, no way, stop it.
Yes.
So this is another example of how, it, you know, just saying no can change the world in one way or another, in the world that's important to you, on an issue that's important to you. When enough people say no to these government mandates, then it's going to be very difficult for them to force them down our throats.
Well said. Now, I think that, you know, this is the gift-giving season, and I'll ask Michael Bolden for a gift here, right? I want everybody to gift the 10th Amendment Center their support, whether it be to volunteer their time or actually send some, what do they call those Bitcoin things? You say if people don't like them, just give them to the 10th Amendment Center.
Yeah,
at this point,
they're
right?
dead.
Yeah.
They're dead. So if anybody needs to dispose of them,
yes,
we will absolutely take them here.
So the gift I'm asking of Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center is to one day again have something like a nullification event where we can get together. And I know it's not easy to do, and so I'm being unreasonable a little bit. But, you know, anytime we can get together like that to for the cause of liberty, to help people get inspired in person, I just got to plant the seed here at the end of this calendar year.
Speaking of planting a seed, if anybody has a barn or a facility in a hemp field, I'm making that happen. We'll do a nullification event right there.
Okay. I've got some connections in Kentucky. We might be able to pull that off.
That would be awesome. Mike Meharry, as we know, lives in Lexington, so we can really make something interesting happen there, because that's nullification in action. Mm-hmm. They've been banning the growth of hemp on a state or a local level for decades, and now it's happening anyways, finally, after all these years. So I think that would be a great example to show how it plays out.
All right. Well, thanks, Michael Bolden, for joining me for a special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. If all works out after the news break, we'll have a special hour dedicated to your pets. And that might even be Michael Bolden's birds here. We've got PascoVet.com, Dr. Marlene Siegel, who was featured in The Truth About Cancer as well. She'll be joining us. So, Michael, thanks as always.
Love you, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
Love you, too. Remember, y'all, the power to nullify and the power to heal is absolutely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.